Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Former Vice President Walter Mondale is being remembered tonight as a man who set a high bar for public service. Former President Jimmy Carter says Mondale provided a model for public service and private behavior. And Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar calls Mondale a true public servant. Mondale's family says he died today in Minneapolis. He was 93 years old. Security has been ramped up in Minneapolis, where jurors have begun deliberating in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin. Chauvin is charged with killing George Floyd. He's facing murder and manslaughter charges. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports the defense and prosecution each spent several hours making their closing arguments.
The two sides spent the day presenting overviews of their cases. Prosecutors showed video of Chauvin pressing his knee into Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. Prosecutor Steve Slisher urged jurors to believe their eyes and rely on common sense.
It's what you now know in your heart. This wasn't policing. This was murder.
Defense attorney Eric Nelson asked the jury to be skeptical and weigh all of the evidence.
Start from the point of the presumption of innocence and see how far the state can get.
The 12 jurors will be sequestered until they reach a verdict. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
The Senate expected to vote on a bill this week that addresses the rise in hate crimes against Asian Americans. The increase in violence followed a surge in hostile rhetoric about China after the coronavirus spread to the United States last year. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports on what the bill would do.
The legislation would create a new position within the Justice Department to speed up the review of hate crimes targeting Asian Americans. It would also expand public channels to report such crimes. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there's no excuse for any lawmaker to vote against the measure. The Senate voted 92-6 last week to advance it. If the bill passes on Wednesday, it would next head to the Democratic-led House for a vote.
Retail pharmacies will soon have rapid COVID-19 tests for sale on shelves. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports that several test options cost about $30 a pack.
The Food and Drug Administration cleared the way a few weeks ago for several completely at-home COVID-19 tests to be sold over-the-counter, no prescription required. Now those tests are shipping out to retailers and should be on store shelves soon. The Abbott Binax Now test will be sold for about $25 for a pack of two tests at CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart. CVS is also selling a $40 test by Illume, which requires a smartphone for results, and a test made by LabCorp, which costs $120. That's a more sensitive test that requires mailing a swab to a lab, and results come back in a day or two. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
This is NPR. The Coast Guard is suspending its search for the 8 people still missing after a service boat capsized in the Gulf of Mexico a week ago. 5 others have been confirmed dead. Tegan Wendland of member station WWNO reports authorities are shifting into an investigation phase.
After a week-long search battling stormy conditions, Coast Guard officials say there's little likelihood that any of the 8 missing will be found alive. Coast Guard Captain Will Watson says they're officially suspending the search.
This does not mean that the case is closed, but with that said, our focus now will begin to shift, and we will begin to give our full support to the National Transportation Safety Board that will begin to look into the hows and whys of what happened here.
The federal investigation could take a year or more. For NPR News, I'm Tegan Wendland in New Orleans.
Washington, D.C.'s chief medical examiner has ruled that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes. The medical examiner's office said today that Sicknick died after suffering 2 strokes the day after he was sprayed with a chemical substance during the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The finding could make it harder for prosecutors to charge anyone with his death. A historic night for the National Hockey League. San Jose forward Patrick Marleau is playing in his 1,768th game, passing Gordie Howe for the most in NHL history. Marleau is 41. The San Jose Sharks are playing the Vegas Golden Knights, which is seeking to extend their winning streak and take the sole lead in the NHL's West Division. This is NPR News.